Welcome to the Product Growth Podcast, practical product and growth intelligence for people building in India. I'm Mira.
And I'm Arjun. Today we're getting into Indian fintech funding surges to $2 billion in strongest quarter, daily brief, 15th July 2026. Let's dig in. Okay, three big themes today. Indian fintech is back with a vengeance. Nurix AI just made a serious power move in enterprise conversational AI. And the quick commerce giants are racing each other into premium groceries. Let's get into it.
And the fintech number is the one that stopped me cold this morning. $2 billion in a single quarter. That's not a blip.
Right, so walk me through it. What actually happened in Q2 2026?
So, per FinTech Global, Indian fintech raised $2 billion across 48 deals in Q2 2026. That's a 2.3x surge quarter-on-quarter and 80% up year-on-year from $1.1 billion in Q2 2025. But the number I keep coming back to is the average deal size, $41.2 million, the highest across the five-quarter period they tracked.
So it's not just more deals, it's bigger bets per deal.
Exactly. And the real weight is in the $100 million plus tickets. Those deals alone hit $1.3 billion, up 86% year on year. So the top end of the market is doing the heavy lifting. Late stage lending and AI fintech are where institutional appetite has sharpest returned.
So if you're a growth stage founder in AI underwriting right now, this is your window?
This is your window. Run a process. Don't wait for Q3 data to confirm the trend. By then, the best term sheets are already signed.
Let's move to the Nurix Verloop story, because this is genuinely fascinating to me. Mukesh Bansal, Mintra, CultFit, now building enterprise AI, and he just bought Verloop.io. What does this actually mean for the market?
So Nurix already had NewPlay, which is a voice AI product. Verloop brings chat automation, 20 million plus customer interactions per month, per their own disclosure. Combined, you now have one platform doing voice and chat at serious enterprise scale. And Verloop's founder, Gaurav Singh, is staying on to lead product strategy and enterprise growth, which matters. That's not a talent acqui-hire. That's a deliberate leadership integration.
And they're going after BFSI, retail, telecom, the sectors where customer interaction volume is just enormous.
Right. And that's the threat for everyone else in the stack. If you're a point solution vendor, just chat or just voice, you're now competing against a better capitalized omni-channel player backed by Accel, General Catalyst, and Prosys. The question I'd be asking if I'm Yellow.ai or Haptic or Gupshup is, do I consolidate too, or do I niche down hard?
So for a B2B builder in customer engagement, are you an acquirer, an acquiree, or about to be outflanked? That's the actual decision on the table.
That's exactly the frame, and you need to answer it now, not when Nurix closes its next customer in your segment.
Okay, quick commerce. Zepto launching Select, Blinkit launching Gourmet, both going premium almost simultaneously. Coincidence?
Not even slightly. Zepto's running an IPO process, and premium grocery is an AOV lever. Higher average order value improves the unit economic story you tell public market investors. Blinkit, meanwhile, has already gone live with Gourmet across five dedicated dark stores in Delhi NCR, Bengaluru, and Mumbai.
And the dark store numbers here are wild. Zepto had 139 dark stores as of March 2026 against Blinkit's 2,243. Zepto's nearly half the size and infrastructure.
Which is why their DRHP earmarks 1,629 crore to build 1,904 additional dark stores by FY30. They're playing catch-up on footprint while simultaneously trying to win on premium positioning. For any D2C brand evaluating where to place their gourmet SKUs, this race is your distribution decision. These premium tiers are going to get very competitive very fast.
All right, rapid fire. InfoEdge and Coding Ninjas, what's the headline?
InfoEdge's board on July 6th approved buying the remaining 45.36% stake in Coding Ninjas from the founders for 39.91 crore, structured across four tranches through March 2029. The explicit goal is building mini AI course offerings for Naukri's user base. Coding Ninjas did 97.43 crore revenue in FY26, up from 67.55 crore the year before, but still running a 13.36 crore net loss.
So InfoEdge isn't buying a profitable edtech business. They're buying a content and curriculum engine to plug into Naukri.
Exactly. don't expect them to run it as a standalone P&L. They'll subsidize it and integrate it deep into the Naukri skilling surface. If you're building anything in the job-adjacent upskilling space, that's your new subsidized competitor.
Okay, one thing every listener should actually do this week. What's yours?
If you're in fintech or AI fintech at growth stage, map your round to this data right now. $41.2 million average deal size, $100 million plus tickets, driving $1.3 billion of that $2 billion. Institutional money is back, and it's writing large checks. Build your narrative around late-stage lending or AI underwriting themes, and get in front of your lead investor this month, not next quarter. That's the short version. There's more depth in the full piece on productgrowth.in.
Thanks for listening to the Product Growth Podcast. Keep building. And we'll catch you in the next one.